It's the year 2006, right? And all this stuff is new. But I'm about to blow your mind, and I'm going to predict the next 20 years, okay? In 2008, we're going to get our first black president, and he'll win the re-election in 2012. In 2016, the millionaire-billionaire guy, Donald Trump, the guy who runs, who is like in limos and stuff, he's going to win the election against Hillary Clinton. And then in 2020, it'll be Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, in which Joe Biden will win. You know, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden will actually be the vice president of the Barack Obama guy, who will be our first black president. And then, in 2024, Donald Trump will win again. And, in 2020, there will be a virus that will break out and cause everything to go into lockdown, and everyone will be stuck in their homes, and, a bunch of issues will arise from it. It's gonna be a type of coronavirus. And then, in 2008, late 2007, there's going to be a financial crisis. It's going to be it's called the Great Recession or whatever. And it's going to be due to like the housing market and stuff. And it's going to cause the biggest drop since the 1930s. And then I also predict that a sandbox game will release in 2009 where you mine things and you craft things and you try to survive, or you build, or you play mini games on other people's servers, although the first version of it will release in 2009 and all that stuff, but then it'll add updates, adding more abilities later on, you know, that kind of thing. And I also predict that that we won't get another new Star Wars live action movie. I predict that we'll get an animated Star Wars movie in 2 years, but then I predict that we'll get a live-action Star Wars movie, and we won't get another one until 2015, in which it'll be called the sequel trilogy, and it actually will fail and not do that good, and it'll be made by Disney instead of George Lucas, because George Lucas will then sell the rights of Star Wars, or sell Star Wars off to Disney. And then I also predict that Microsoft's new Xbox console will be the Xbox 720. I don't think they'll choose a stupid name like Xbox One or something, because like that sounds stupid. Why would you name the third console that you make a one? You know, I just made that up. I'm predicting it'll be 720 because that sounds really cool. And they'll release in 2013, 2014-ish. And then I also predict that the next PlayStation will also release that same time. It'll be just the PlayStation 4. And then I'll also predict that Nintendo's version will be the Wii U. It won't be as successful. What else? I also predict that for 2015, you know, if you watch Back to the Future, I also predict that for 2015, it will look nothing like it was in the movie. In fact, it will look a lot more of how our world looks today, except, maybe payphones are gone, and cell phones maybe are different, like, technology's different, but we don't have flying cars yet. I predict that, and there's no holograms on movie theaters either. And also, you guys are going to want to invest in Apple stock, because I'm going to predict that next year they're going to release a world-changing historical new device, in which it's a new phone, and it'll be like a touch screen and stuff, and it's going to be very successful, and so they're going to release it forever. I predict that that'll happen next year. It'll be an email. It'll be an internet communicator, an email reader, and sending device, as well as an MP3 player, all in one. And it can make calls and such. And eventually, you'll be able to download things on it. I predict all of that. So you guys better be paying attention. You buy Apple stock now. I also predict that there's going to be a digital currency, and you guys are going to want to buy some of it, because it's going to end up becoming super, it's going to rise in value by tons, and if you buy like one of them, then you're going to have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth if you buy just one basically dollar of the digital currency that's going to be coming out. I don't know what it's going to be named. Maybe like something with like bytes or bits or something. I'm not sure. But it's going to be big. All right, it's going to be big. I also predict that there's going to be a rise in streaming, and like, you know, with all this video streaming stuff, you know, what's happening right now, this, you know, video hosting and stuff like that. I predict there's going to be the same thing for TV shows and movies and stuff like that, and it's going to run rental stores out of business, like Blockbuster and Family Video, things like that. They're all going to go out of business because people are going to want to stream instead. And I predict that the service, you know, the mailing service, Netflix, they're going to do that. They're going to do streaming instead of doing mailing, and they will stop mailing down the line. But they will be the start of the huge streaming focus. And then other companies will go in on the fun, and then eventually cable TV will start to die off as streaming becomes more popular. People want to watch things when they want to. And then it will just go into a whole other thing. So these are my main predictions for the next 20 years. Let me know what you guys think. I can admit these all sound very crazy, but I'm just making them up in my head, and I'm just predicting what's going to happen in the next 20 years. So let me know what you guys think. Go ahead and rate the stars and how accurate you think I'm going to be. And maybe even put in the comments what you guys think, because I want to hear what you guys think about what's going to happen in the next 20 years. But, yeah, so thanks for watching. I'm certified, and I'm out.